The Heller stores are just a short drive away for the best vehicle selection, best prices, and best service. Heller Ford in El Paso and Heller Motors in Pontiac. Shop them online at hellerstores.com. John Fitzgerald, Ted Schmitz, Craig Birchie, Jake Fogle back at our network studios. We're here in Cedar Falls on homecoming at UNI. And the Birds drew first blood, took a 7-0 lead, but the Panthers on a 53-yard scoring strike from Theo Day to Sergio Maranci had just drawn even with the Birds. 6:13 to go in this opening quarter in a pivotal Missouri Valley Football Conference showdown. And we are tied at 7 apiece. Birds about set to get the football back for the second time today.
That was a third down play, though. Remember, that, you know, you can't let the big plays happen, period. But you sure can. You know, you got to expect the pass play on third and long. But that was third and medium. But it was still just this team, you got to think you're going to throw the football.
So Matthew Cook on to kick it off from right to left for the University of Northern Iowa. 28 kickoffs on the year. 15 have gone back for touchbacks. 4 of 5 last week against Indiana State. It's going to be a short kick here. Brock Anikstead's going to make the catch at the 13-yard line in bounds. Let his momentum carry him out of bounds, but he caught the fair catch first.
Right, right. So it'll come out to the 25.
Would that have gone out of bounds if he let that?
Tough to tell
from this angle because the far side of the field for us, but the Birds will have it first down and 10. And go on offense when we come back. Media timeout, we'll take it with them. 6:13 to go in this opening quarter. Birds in Northern Iowa tied at 7 apiece. Back in a moment on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. After the game, head on over to Blono Pizza Company for a post-game get-together. There's no better spot for Redbird fans to meet, talk about the game, enjoy some great food and cold beverages. Blono Pizza Company on Cross Creek Drive. In Normal. John Fitzgerald, Ted Schmitz, Craig Birchie back here at the UNI Dome in Cedar Falls, Iowa. It's homecoming here on the UNI campus. And the Birds and the homestanding Panthers all knotted up at 7 apiece with 6:13 to go in this opening quarter. Birds have the football, their second drive of the afternoon, as they will go first down and 10 from their own 25-yard line, moving left to right in this first quarter. Wankers right the lone setback. As Zach Anikstead's going to slide under center. Drew Bones double tight into the left. Takes the snap. Puts the ball in the belly of Winkers. Right trying to run left. Finally pulled down across the 25. That play could have been a loss of 3, but Winkers right able to keep his legs churning as he tried to turn the corner. But good pressure that time on the left-hand side of the Illinois State line.
Right. Somebody came free that time and hit him in the backfield. And he was able to get it out there for a yard gain. He just did a great job of getting up there to get that positive yard.
So that's going to bring up second down and 9. They'll give Winkers right a gain of 1. 2 wide receivers right-hand side under the center once again. Takes a snap play action this time. Good pocket. He's going to throw over the middle between the numbers. Tried to find Buckner, but led him a bit too much at the 35-yard line. Jerome Buckner, the transfer out of Ohio University, the intended receiver. Good coverage on the play by Northern Iowa. Corby Sander in coverage, the graduate student out of Belmont, Iowa, and that's going to bring up a big third down here, third down and 9. ISU at their own 26-yard line, the crowd beginning to come alive here, ball left hash mark. Anikstead's going to work out of the pistol with right behind him in the backfield. Anikstead takes a snap, throws over the middle, pass complete to Tala, steps out of a tackle, still on his feet across the 40, and out to the 43-yard line. And that's good for a Redbird first down. Pick up a 17 in the play. Redbird Toyota first down. Visit your Peoria Pekin Bloomington Toyota dealer today.
Great pickup by Winkers right on the pass protection that time. They had a twist up front. And the guy that came around outside, he picked him up, and that's him blocking a defensive lineman. That's a heck of a job.
So first down and 10 now for the Illinois State Redbirds from their own 43-yard line. Out of the gun, Anikstead turns, gives the ball to Winkers, right running across the 45 out to the 46-yard line, and he took a hit. Spencer Cuvalier, the redshirt senior, transfer out of Iowa Central Community College, delivered the blow at about the 46-yard line. Pick up a 3 on the play, brings up second down 7. Winkers, right's going to check out.
Well, they've got the safeties flying up there, too, now. Now you're ready for the play-action pass behind. That safety flew up fast. So So a little play action will work.
Tristan Bailey wide to the left-hand side. Out of the gun, Anikstad. Bubble screen, flips it over Nigel White. Running across midfield, 45, outside the numbers and drop down. Inside the 45, down to the 43, and that's good for another Redbird Toyota first down. Visit buyatoyota.com.
Good drive again. They're already down to the 43-yard line. This is a good drive.
Birds for the second time in two drives in Northern Iowa territory. Buckner's going to go wide to the right. Two wide receivers left for Anikstad out of the pistol. Play action pass. Throws left-hand side, finds Tala, but led him a bit too much. Just out of the outstretched hands of Tala. Tried to find him at the 25-yard line. Good coverage on the play by UNI as
yes.
Stephon Black, the 6-foot sophomore to Kansas City, Missouri, provided that blanket coverage on Tala.
Their corners are really good skill kids. They're really good. They can run. They can cover. They're really, really good.
So second down and 10, ball at the 43-yard line. Anikstad out of the gun. Nigel White to his right in the backfield. Takes a snap. Give to Nigel White. Trying to turn the corner and run left, and he's pulled down.
Wow.
Good play in space. White made his way out to a down to about the 42-yard line, but no further.
Yeah, had the outside zone set up. It looked like pretty good. It was just one-on-one. If he beats that one guy, he's got a big play, but the guy hung on for dear life.
Stephon Black with the stop. Birds were a perfect 3-for-3 on third down today. They're facing a third down and 9.
Winkers back in and goes in motion to empty.
From the UNI 42-yard line, empty set. 5 wide receivers. Anikstad back to pass. Pocket collapses, steps up. Now he's going to throw over the middle. Pass complete to Buckner. Inside the 25, spinning and turning down to the 16-yard line. Pickup of 26 in the play, and that's good for Redbird Toyota. First down, Toyota, let's go places.
That's a great quarterback play, though. He was under pressure, and he knew exactly where the line of scrimmage was, and he set it down perfect and made a, I mean, a, that ball had to be on the money, and it was.
Big pickup for Zach Anikstad to find Buckner as he was scrambling, brings up first down and 10 from the UNI 16-yard line. Anikstad takes a snap. Swings it out on the right to Tyler. Tried to run with the football before he had it. UNI jumping on the football. They're going to say it was a fumble. And Tyler just took his eyes off it before he turned off field. Did not secure that football. Goes incomplete. Brings up second down and 10.
Well, it's actually better to the running back out there. Let Tyler do the blocking, because that time the wide receiver didn't have a good block anyway if he catches the ball. You're better off. The Tyler's a big man. He can block and let the running back catch that bubble screen.
So second down and 10, ball at the UNI 16. Anikstad with the clap. Chest high snap. Throws left side. Open in the end zone. Tala, he was pulled down. No flag called. I think they might say that might have been uncatchable. Tala was backpedaling.
Yeah.
And there was definitely contact. Tala went to the ground, but also had to lunge for that football.
I think that's what they didn't throw the flag because it was over the head. It was a little bit long, was it?
A little bit long. Looked like it could have been face guarding too, potentially, however, against UNI on coverage.
Wow. No comment.
So third down and 10 for the Birds. 5-for-5 on third down today. Anikstad works out of the pistol. Belt high snap. Pressure coming. Throws over the middle, and he overthrew Bryson Deming at the 7-yard line. Tried to find Deming, but he was under duress.
All out blitz.
Corby Sander had coverage for UNI, and it's going to bring up fourth down.
Well, field goal time. At least we got the kicker that should be able to get it there.
So Ian Wagner on for his first field goal attempt in a Redbird uniform.
Good drive again, though.
The redshirt freshman, they will spot this football down at the 23-yard line.
33-yard field goal. He can hit that easy. He's got to get it up.
Brock Anikstad the hold. Malinowski the snap, spot, kick on its way, and it is straight through and true, and the Birds regain a 3-point edge. 10-7 our count with 2:18 to play in this first quarter of play on homecoming in Cedar Falls, and the Birds enjoy a 3-point edge on UNI.